Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning. I hope everybody is having a good week / morning or whatever. Hope everybody's doing good. Somebody may ask, hey, man, how you been, bro? How you doing? I'm doing great, man. Just getting my gym bag ready for this second cardio session. A lot of your boy just left Starbucks a little while ago. I ain't getting no coffee. I got that,
spinach feta wrap with a little turkey bacon sandwich, you know, after the gym.
But all in all, man, I'm still doing great. Here go another damn tile. I'll be looking for a drive tile, but I'll be going through. But all in all, man, I'm doing pretty good, man. going back later to do my 10th session. Whenever later is, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know, I'm doing good. This will more than likely this and YouTube will be the main forms of social media that I use. If y'all hear this, I'm just going in drawers, getting my clothes and stuff. This and YouTube would be the two main sources of social media that I post on. Just for the time being. Like I said, I'm not in a rush to post back on Instagram or Facebook or no shit like that. No offense to nobody, but, you know, you boy just want to get ghosts. On that Tupac shit, I'm a ghost. Let me see, do I want to wear these pants? Nah, fuck them pants. Hot as hell. But yeah, man, I'm just going to get right into the topic. This is going to be a comedy topic. Another one. Gonna be about Mr. Dave Chappelle. Well, this one's mainly gonna be about Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, and Corey Holcomb. Somebody may ask, like, well, what do all those three have in common, or why are you putting all those three together? So, I've mentioned in previous episodes that Corey Holcomb, well, both Dave Chappelle and Corey Holcomb are some of my top comedians that I like to watch. Somebody may ask, well, damn, you don't have Cat Williams up there? I know now, you know, more people have Cat Williams up there, you know, because of his Club Shay Shay interview. It's not taking anything away from Cat Williams. Like I said, I give credit where it's due. I mean, regardless if you like Cat Williams or not, the brother, I think he said he does have 12 specials. But like I said, man, that whole interview, and I said it on a previous episode, but I say it again. That whole interview, all he did, and by he I mean Cat Williams, all he did was what the rappers do. You know what I'm saying? Well, like when they have an album or something coming out, close. But yeah, like if a rapper has an album or something coming out, they just get controversy. They quote unquote start beef or name drop other big name rappers, and hey, you know. Just like I was hearing for the past month before Cat Williams' tour started, because he was like outside of Austin, Texas. And so, you know, I kept hearing it. I was like, oh, shit, Cat Williams gonna be here. I said, shit, that's what's up, man. Like, I kept hearing it. And shit, he had an interview, and it wasn't sold out prior to that interview. But after that Club Shay Shay interview, like I said, not taking anything away from it. I just understand the play, for lack of a better term. But yeah, after that Club Shay Shay interview, now every ticket sold out. Like I said, am I mad about it? No, nothing to be mad at, nothing to be upset or nothing about. Like I said, I just understand business. Like I said, he just did what the rappers do. Am I knocking that approach, or am I against it? I mean, if it works for you, or if it works for him, similar to Charles the White, hey, more power to you. You just got to be prepared for what comes with it. But the reason I'm making this episode is because I was watching, you know, like I said, he's one of my favorite comedians. Because like I said before, like I continue to say, those that know me know I love comedy. Comedy and combat sports, those are my two favorite forms of entertainment, if you want to call it that. But like I said, man, I love comedy. Corey Holcomb is definitely a comedian I've been watching for years. When did I first start watching Corey Holcomb? I think I started watching him like in 2009, 2010, somewhere in there. Whatever year that was when he was on Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam. That's when I first started watching Corey Holcomb. Similar to Aries, or same thing with Aries Spears, you know, like I never forget, man, that was hands down. I think Aries Spears had like the best showing on that Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam. I don't know if Shaq still makes it or not, but I think he definitely needs to continue it if he's not continuing it, because, you know, he did put a lot of good talent on, you know. Well, I ain't gonna say put him on, but brought them more exposure, because, I mean, shit, whether you like Shaq or not, I mean, everybody knows Shaq. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, who doesn't know about Shaq? You know what I mean? And then, especially during that time period, too, he had just retired. So, I mean, he's on NBA TNT, Inside the NBA, whatever that shit called. But, yeah, man. So, around that time period, you know, that's when I first got on Corey Holcomb, where I was introduced to his style of comedy. I always thought he was funny. He has that similar style to Patrice O'Neal, the quote-unquote controversial style, which I like. I like that style and brand of comedy. But yeah, man, so I was watching I didn't watch the whole episode of the 5150 show. I still watch the 5150 show, although I do like the older 5150 with Corey and Zoe Williams and Mr. Bobby Glanton Smith, or Glanton Smith, however you say his middle name, and Darlene O.G. Ortiz. When they had Freeze Love on there and Grady and all them, like, that was like prime 5150 right there, in my opinion. I still watch it now, you know, don't get me wrong. I do like Craig Fest. I do like Marcus. You know, Marco. So, yeah, man, like, I do like it. But at the same time, it's just like, I don't watch it as much as I used to. So I saw a clip, and Corey Holcomb reacted to what Dave Chappelle said about Cat Williams. And, you know, Dave said that, you know, hurt people, and, to quote Dave Chappelle, you know, Cat Williams only mentioned niggas, referring to black comics, and, you know, he didn't mention any white comics. But overall, I mean, I do agree with what Dave Chappelle said about Cat Williams. I'm not gonna say he's hurt. I wouldn't necessarily go that far as to say he's hurt or bitter, or I don't consider Cat Williams a hater, because if he has the success and if he has all those specials, he does have a lot of specials. Now, I mean, I do give him credit for that. You know, he does have a lot of comedy specials, but at the same time, like, you know, I mean, if you're as successful as you say you are, you know, I mean, your success should speak for itself. I mean, I get what he was doing. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they still saying like, oh, man, he put the comedy game on notice. I'm like, he didn't mention every comic in the game. He only mentioned a handful of comics. He mentioned Steve Harvey. We all saw the interview by now, I'm sure. So we all know who Cat Williams mentioned. But at the same time, he didn't put the comedy game on notice. It's very similar to what... to make a rap comparison real quick, y'all remember that that Big Sean song Control with it was Big Sean, Kendrick Lamar, and Jay Electronica. Although I do think, in my opinion, Jay Electronica had the best verse on that song, but it's very similar to you know, what Kendrick Lamar, you know that verse he name dropped J. Cole and Big Crit and Wale and Drake and Meek Mill and Mac Miller, rest in peace, and A$AP Rocky and Jay Electronica and Big Sean and Pusha T and all them, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can remember, I think I was in the, shit, what grade was I in? I think I was in like the 9th or 10th grade. I know it's like early in my high school, or early high school for me. I want to say 9th or 10th grade, 10th grade. I think I was 10th grade. Yeah, I was in 10th grade. I remember I had STEM lab, whatever name of that fucking class was. I hated that fucking class. But, so, yeah, I remember that everybody was saying, oh, this is going to change hip-hop. He going to change hip-hop with this verse. I'm like, really? All he did was have a lot of people rap over their beat, and everybody, quote unquote, made a response. Well, I'm not gonna say everybody, but a lot of people had a response. Although Big Crit, in my opinion, had the best response with Mount Olympus. Like, I've been listening to Big Crit for years, so I was like, damn, like, I heard him rap, but I never heard him rap like that. I was like, ooh, wait. I said, damn, now they want to hear a country nigga rap 5 albums in. I swear, hey, don't get me started. Don't get me started. So it's similar to that, you know. So I said all that, so I made that comparison because, you know, for like that month or those few months or whatever time, you know, however long that verse was hot, you know, a lot of people rapped over that beat, both well-known and not so well, or underground, mainstream slash underground rappers. I don't want to say well and or well-known and unknown rappers. I say underground and more the mainstream pop type of rappers or artists. A lot of them rapped over that beat. A lot of people made a response to it, similar to Cat Williams. You have comedians and people, not saying any names, but who were, you know, like aligning themselves to the interview. And I'm like, if Cat Williams didn't mention your name, what's the point of responding? Or, you know, like, we can all have an opinion on it. I mean, that's fine and cool. Nothing wrong with that. But I look at it like, if he didn't direct anything towards you, or if he didn't meant to you like he mentioned a Steve Harvey or Cedric the Entertainer or Fat Faison Live. Now that was funny though. I ain't gonna lie. That man said a Fat Faison. That shit was funny, boy. Oh boy, y'all ain't shit. Boy, y'all ain't shit on social media. I already know, even though I ain't on Instagram shit, I already know how y'all acting. I see you motherfuckers on YouTube. Now your boy is on YouTube constantly. I see how you motherfuckers be acting. I see y'all. Y'all ain't shit. Look, I ain't shit with y'all. I be laughing. Nah, that was funny. I ain't gonna lie. And then the part where he was like, I would have busted your stomach. I'm like, but she ain't doing nothing to that little 5-year-old or 14-year-old. How old the little kid? He got his ass whooped by a little kid. Damn. He be at. But nah, man, in all seriousness, though. Yeah, so I look at it like, you know, it's just like that. Just like Kendrick Lamar did on Control. He mentioned, you know, his peers or people he felt were not gonna say on his level, but his peers, you know. So I look at it like, if you're making a response to somebody saying, and you're not one of the people who were mentioned, then, you know, why even make a comment? It's basically my whole point. Or I ain't gonna say make a comment, but why like align yourself with that? You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, and I mean, don't get me wrong, man. Like I'm no fool. I'm no dummy. I know they call it show business. I mean, I know they say the show comes first, but it may sound corny, but it's true. But, I mean, there are more letters in business than it is show. You know what I'm saying? You can take what I just said how you want. But I know it's show business at the end of the day. Yeah, the show comes first, but they emphasize the business first. You know what I mean? Or the business more than the actual show. You know what I mean? So with that, I don't know how many views it has now, but, and by it, I mean the Club Shay Shay interview with Cat Williams. I don't know how many views it has now, but that is the second most viewed video in YouTube's history. I know Joe Rogan had one. I forgot what number one is, but Joe Rogan had number one. Then he previously had number two before, you know, Shannon Sharp took over that second spot. But that was an accumulation, though. You know, that wasn't like a, you know, I don't. And like I said, I forgot what interview or what that was Joe Rogan had. But yeah, man. So like I was saying, yeah, if you like, I mean, like, I'm no fool. I mean, that's just how the game is, man. Like, you know, it's like the Cat Williams interview took off, you know, and everybody wants to be a part of that. Not everybody, but a lot of people want to be a part of that. You know, like, they want to be a part of, oh, let me mention my name and, you know, let me go on tour and say something about Cat Williams. And, you know, regardless of if you're a more mainstream comedian or more popular comedian or not, you know, just for the fact that if you're going on tour, you say something about Cat Williams, whether it be positive or negative, I mean, you're going to draw in more people. And dare I say, if you say something more negative about Cat, or if you kind of like, oh, Cat's hating and shit like that, and you're going on tour, you're planning a tour, upping your ticket sales. That's all you're doing. So, I mean, I know it's a play. I'm no fool. I'm no dummy. Like I said, it's just like what the rappers do. You know what I'm saying? just like what boxers and shit do, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have a fight coming up, depending on the level of fight. Well, no, I take that back. That's a bad example. And the reason I say that the boxing one or combat sports is a bad example, because depending on the fight, if you have a big level fight, that fight is going to sell itself. You know what I'm saying? They're like, that doesn't need to be any shit talking or trash talking or nothing like that. Although I do like that part of it. Depending on, I mean, my favorite boxer of all time is deemed as a quote unquote shit talker. But as he was saying, you know, it's not shit talking if you can back it up. You know what I mean? If you can back up the words that you're saying, it's not shit talking. You know what I'm saying? Floyd Mayweather, by the way, for those wondering who my favorite boxer of all time is. Favorite boxer / favorite athlete. But yeah, man, so said all that to say, yeah, so what Dave Chappelle said, the gist of it I agree with. And then people were like, oh, well, Cat Williams name dropped Harvey Weinstein. And I'm like, or he talked about Epstein Island or Harvey Weinstein. I apologize. And I'm just like, bro, okay, everybody talking about Harvey Weinstein. Everybody's talking about this list and all this shit and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, they talk about Harvey Weinstein all the time. So that's not you're not jeopardizing your career or your life by saying that, nor am I saying should he. But I notice, I'm like, okay, and this isn't me defending Steve Harvey or none of them. I'm not defending. I'm of the belief no man needs me or anybody else to defend him, because that's what being a man is for. You don't need anybody defending you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a quote unquote public figure. Y'all know I don't care for the term celebrity. That's why I say public figure a lot. Or if I do say celebrity, I'll put it in quotes. You know, but like I said, he had all that energy for Steve Harvey. He's standing up. I couldn't tell if he was standing up or sitting down with a little short ass. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah, like, he's standing on the tape. Well, he really wasn't standing on the tape. He's standing up talking about he would have bust Cedric's stomach and a fat face on lie and Ricky Smiley. Now, this part I agree with. Now, when he said that, when Cat Williams said that Tyler Perry and Ricky Smiley play better women than they do men in movies, I mean, look at Tyler Perry's brand. I mean, we don't even call him Tyler Perry. They say Madea, Heller, and all that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually... Nah, that may be another episode. I was going to say something about Tyler Perry, but I'm going to stop watching, like, Tyler Perry films and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? There's certain ones. Well, certain ones I'll watch, like Dad's Little Girls, The House of Pain, Meet the Browns. I'll watch those, but all in all, man, like, but no, nah, that's another topic for another day. I was actually going to make that yesterday. I was like, nah. Well, fuck it. I may make it later. I don't know. But yeah, man, so like I was saying, yeah, so like I said, that whole gist of what Dave said about Cat, I agree with, and he didn't, like I said, I mean, if Cat Williams really, you know, or if people were saying, like, Cat Williams set the comedy game on fire, he was exposing a lot of things, and I'm like, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've been watching Cat Williams for years, and you know, we laugh at a lot of shit that Cat says, but Cat's style of comedy has always been like that. He's always been quote-unquote controversial and talked about the Hollywood parties and certain celebrities or certain things that he's saying he just never name-dropped, you know what I'm saying, like he did on Club Shay Shay. You know, but like I said on the previous episode or my reaction to that interview, okay, we can talk about, or you can talk about, you know, what goes on at those quote unquote parties and what goes on behind closed doors and who you saw going to certain rooms performing certain sexual acts and shit like that, doing quote unquote egregious things. And I'm putting all this in quotes because I wasn't there. Damn, so ain't gonna be that. I don't have any desire to be in Hollywood. I don't have any desires to be famous. Shit, I mean, hell, I don't even have desires to be a content creator, to be honest with you. Although technically that's what I'm doing, is creating content, but I just don't care to be seen or heard from like that. All I want to do is just take care of my family, make money, you know what I'm saying, go to the gym, work out, look good, making my money, feel good, and, you know, improve in every aspect of my life, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and financially, if I ain't already say that, you know. Cause it's like all that shit is really just energy and time consuming, man. Like, and if you're really on your grind, like you say you are, Like, you're not going to be focused on all this bullshit, truth be told. Because really, that's really what I'm saying. Like, all this shit is really bullshit, to be honest with you. Like I said, I mean, nothing is wrong with, you know, having a certain form of entertainment or whatever the case may be like. But people that just make it a way of life or try to make it a culture, that's when it's like, all right, bro, you're kind of missing me with that. You know what I'm saying? But I say, and Corey Holcomb, you know, he said that Dave Chappelle bombs a lot on stage, and for those y'all know what that means, but for those that don't, mean means that you know have a shitty performance on stage, the crowd boos you and things like that, or your performance wasn't up to snuff. Corey Holcomb also said that, you know, Dave Chappelle is elite in movies and TV shows, but, you know, stand up is a different story. I mean, I disagree with that portion. Because, I mean, I'm not saying every Dave Chappelle joke is good or every special is good, but Dave Chappelle is very funny, in my opinion. I mean, he's one of the top comedians of all time, in my opinion. And hell, all time, I mean, shit. Well, really, Eddie Murphy is really my favorite comedian of all time. But, I mean, I have, like, of course, you got your Richard Pryor's, you got your Red Foxes. Rest in peace to them. Rest in peace to Paul Mooney. He's another one. If I had to make, like, a Mount Rushmore of, like, comedians, I'd probably say Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Paul Mooney, and Eddie Murphy. But, like, that next level, like, that second, I don't want to say that second tier, but, like, that next tier, like, or, like, the 1B tier. It'd be like Dave Chappelle, it'd be Ari Spears, it'd be Patrice O'Neal, rest in peace, and it'd be Corey Holcomb on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I say, comedically, I never take anything away from anybody. You know what I mean? If you're good slash great at what you do, I'm always going to give you credit. Like Corey Holcomb, I don't agree with everything Corey Holcomb says, and I think his takes at times kind of, and I think he contradicts himself a lot too. Just like when he said about Dave Chappelle, when he said that, you know, it's... And I'm going to paraphrase it. Yeah, and like those of us that know Corey's style of comedy, you know, he does, not his style of comedy, but mainly what he says on the 5150 show. He says a lot about, you know, the fruit booty and, you know, all that gay shit people be doing. And he said that about Dave Chappelle. He didn't necessarily call it Dave Chappelle gay, but he said, like, he has a lot of trannies and all those kind of people around him. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I say, like, I don't care about my platform being monetized, because I want to say what the fuck I want to say it. Like, there's other ways to make money. Now, would it be cool to make money off the social media shit? Absolutely. But I look at it like, if I can't say what I really want to say, what's the fucking point of making content? Like, freedom of speech, free shit, freedom of speech ain't so free. Now, is it? You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, so that portion, and I'm like, okay, so you'll talk about another man wearing a dress, you'll talk about this and that. I don't really care. I never really found that to be funny, because I do think, and that's something else I agree with Cat Williams on, like, you can, it's other ways to be funny. Like, I don't find a man, especially a black man in a dress or in drag, to be funny. You know what I'm saying? I know, just like Ari Spears said, oh, that's comedy 101. I disagree with that wholeheartedly, because I can name countless of movies and films where a man wasn't gay slash and or in a dress, and the shit was fucking hilarious. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of all-time great comedians have either played a gay role or have been in drag or worn a dress, from the best of them. I mean, I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers by saying this, and by no stretch of the imagination am I trying to disrespect this brother. Well, first of all, he's no longer with us. That's one. And two, damn, how did I forget him? I know I said Eddie Murphy was my... Damn, I meant to say Bernie Mac, y'all. I'm sorry. Damn. Well, Bernie Mac slash Eddie Murphy for me is like one. It's like kind of like how people look at Michael Jordan and Kareem at basketball. Like, that's how I look at them in the comedy game. But yeah, like I said, I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers by saying this, but Bernie Mac played a gay role. He played a gay... Although it gets overlooked because of his character or, you know, the movie itself, but in life, he played a gay role. You know what I'm saying? Like, Miguel Nunez Jr., am I saying his name right? Basically, Juana Man is who I'm referring to. You know, they had a relationship in that movie. Dave Chappelle wore a dress. Kevin Hart, who who is somebody that Corey Holcomb speaks highly of, and this is what I mean by the contradiction. And I also think that Corey Holcomb has shouted out Tyler Perry as well. I'm like, okay, you can't, like, whatever somebody does in their personal life or whatever their sexual orientation is or whatever they're into, I mean, more power to you. I don't necessarily care about it. Okay, at the end of the day, I mean, that's something you got to answer for when it's your time to be judged, not me. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, I mean, I don't necessarily care for the, you know, bringing that shit up all the time. You know what I'm saying? But when it's applicable, you know. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you can't say what you say about Dave Chappelle, but Kevin Hart wore a dress and shit. I saw this video or this little short on YouTube. I was like, that shit was disturbing. So, and y'all probably have seen, so, or y'all probably know what I'm talking about or what I'm going to say. So, Kevin Hart had a show back in the 2010s, Real Husbands of Hollywood, right? It was him, J.B. Smoove, Boris Kojo. I think Dwayne Martin was on that show, too. And I know I'm forgetting other people. Like, and of course, you know, people made the little cameos. But for the most part, it was Kevin Hart, Dwayne Martin, Boris Kojo, J.B. Smoove. Like I said, I know I'm forgetting other people, and other people have made cameos. But at the same time, so it was a clip of like Shaq was arresting Kevin Hart and he was humping him on the hood of the car. I was like, what the hell? I saw, hell no. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I would laugh like when I saw it. I said, what kind of shit is this, man? I said, man, hell to the no. That's that bullshit. But so shit like that, and I'm like, so Corey Holcomb, so you mean to tell me, and nobody really challenges Corey Holcomb on his points, at least not on his show. Maybe they challenge him off camera, but on camera it's like, okay, like, you can say what you want about Dave Chappelle, that's fine, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You could also say what you want to say about, you know, a certain type of people or group of people or different people in these, who belong to these different communities. That's all fine and good. But where I kind of challenge, or where I challenge Corey Holcomb on something, is like, okay, well, you go to bat for Kevin Hart. You called him your little bruh, and you said you remember when Kevin Hart used to drive around a little beat-up-ass truck, and, you know, Kevin Hart put you on. Well, I didn't say he put you on, but Kevin Hart did a lot for you and threw you a bone and hit, or, you know, helped you with a lick and shit like that, and you give Tyler Perry all these praises, but we've seen the shit that they've done. So how can you say what you say? And like I said, this isn't me defending Dave Chappelle or anything. It's just me calling a spade. Now, how can you say what you say about Dave Chappelle and all of these other people in Hollywood, but two of the main people that you give credit to, I mean, I don't even have to say allegedly, but we've seen the shit that they, I mean, hell, Tyler Perry created a brand off of dressing in drag or dressing as a woman. You see what I'm saying? And more on Tyler Perry, like, is it ironic that majority of his plays and movies and TV shows show the black man in an emasculated position? You know what I'm saying? And that's not by design. I mean, let's look at it. I was going to make it another episode. Oh, damn, my knee itching. I was going to say this in another episode, but I might as well say it now. So when people defend Tyler Perry, like, when they defend Tyler Perry, and I'm just like, well, I don't necessarily care for, I respect the fact that he, well, I can't even say respect the fact. I mean, yeah, people think just because you got money that makes you a boss. That's furthest from the truth. You know what I mean? Like, just because you're a quote unquote millionaire or billionaire or whatever the case may be, that doesn't make you a boss. You know what I'm saying? It all starts in the mind, and it's a mentality. It's how you carry yourself and shit like that. So those people who would consider Tyler Perry a boss, like, my kind of rebuttal would be, okay, well, so what man or what boss, or yeah, or what man creates a character in drag or dresses as a woman and makes that literally his brand? What man, especially a black man, although I do know his upbringing or the story of his upbringing, 90 to 95% of black men in your pictures or in your plays and movies and TV shows and shit like that, all fucked up. You either got, they're either rapists or drug addicts or drug dealers or woman beaters or cheaters or, you know, serial impregnators, or I don't know the term for somebody who spreads the diseases around, but a serial disease spreader. It may be an actual term for that, but I don't know it. You know what I'm saying? Like I can name a few positive images of a black man that I've seen. And like I said, I haven't seen every Tyler Perry play a movie or film. I've seen a lot of them growing up, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just keep it real with y'all. I mean, shit, we all, I don't say we all, but I mean, hell, a lot of us, a lot of us grew up watching Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? But like to name a few of those characters, Monty James, played by Idris Elba. Salute to Idris Elba on that. Great actor. One of my favorite actors. And that shit was funny. I didn't even know, like, growing up, he was from England or British, whatever the fuck he is. I didn't know that at first. I remember I heard him on, was it Big Boy's Neighborhood? I'm talking about years ago. I mean, we know that now. It's common knowledge now. But at the same time, it's like, I didn't know that. So I heard him on the radio, and they was asking him about Chris Brown. And he was like, yeah, I think he's a good bloke, and he's a good little young lad and shit like that. I'm like, who the fuck? So I was laughing. I said, who the fuck is that? And somebody told me, they said, man, that's Idris. I said, Idris who? The actor? I said, boy, y'all lying to me. I was probably laughing. I know I sound stupid as hell right now. Hey, it was years ago, bro. Y'all got to chill out, okay? Y'all got to chill. Fuck y'all. Look, I know somebody like, damn, bro. Hey, fuck you. I said it was years ago, goddammit. Shit. Look how long Idris been in the game, bro. Look how long he been acting. Shit. I think I was in middle school when I found that shit out. That shit was so funny. I think it was Big Boy's Neighborhood. Because they was like, man, because they asked him, you know, a little bullshit like that. And it was around the time where Takers was, that movie Takers with him and, rest in peace, Paul Walker and Chris Brown and Michael Ealy and, damn, and all them other people that move, T.I., the Crime Stoppers, I call them. I need to stop doing that shit. I need to stop. I can't help it, man. Shit. T.I. wanted a ghost, though, lyrically. I don't give a fuck. My favorite rappers from the South, Wayne and T.I. Fuck y'all. But look, nah, man, for real, though. So, man, I remember that shit, man. That man was on the radio. He was like, I think it was Big Boy's Neighborhood, because he was like, how was it working with Chris Brown? He said, oh, man, he's a good little young lad. He's a good bloke. I'm just like, a good bloke? I'm like, who the fuck is this on the radio? They was like, oh, interesting. I was like, it's why I was laughing like, well, I said, damn. I said, well, I'm going to use that little fake-ass accent. Boy, I ain't going to lie to you. I do some shit like that. I ain't going to lie, boy. If I'm spitting games to a female, damn, that shit I made fun of my cousin for. I say, shit. I'm going to say, hello, how are you doing today? She's like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my God. Like, is that your real accent? I'm saying, hell no. You crazy as hell. I'm saying, you ain't shit. You thought that accent was real. I said, man, what the hell, right? You know damn well. You know damn well. You heard me talk before. Come on now. Now, yeah, you can have an American accent, but come on now. Come on now. I sound so. Look, I'm from the. Not the South, I'm from the lowdowners. Oh, shit, I'm having fun right now, man. See, man, talking about comedy, man, it brings that side out of me, man. Like, it brings that side out of me, you know, because I do consider myself a part-time comedian. Part-time. Might switch over to full-time, I don't know. I don't have the patience for it, but. Yeah, man, so like I was saying, like I said, that's just some of the drawback I have with Corey Holcomb. Don't take anything away from him as a comedian. He's a great comedian as far as I'm concerned. I mean, as far as like stand-up wise and delivery and shit like that, I mean, currently I don't see that many in the game right now better than him, not only because of the longevity, but I mean... Shit, I mean, the only ones who I consider better than him right now, or I would put over Corey Holcomb. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this one, but Dave Chappelle, not that one, but I put Dave Chappelle over Corey Holcomb. And I also put, now this is the one I feel like people are going to disagree with me a lot on, but if so, I don't give a damn. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I'm a man. I stand by it. I have Eric Spears over Corey Holcomb as a comedian, just for the simple fact, in my opinion, like Eric Spears, he's more versatile. You know, he just doesn't have one style of comedy. You know what I mean? Like he does crowd work. Eric Spears' crowd work is second to none, bro. Like this man, I saw this dude, and I've said it before. Like this dude made a 10-minute, like he was on stage for like 10 minutes joking on this dude's name, and the shit was funny the whole way through. Like. Man, I'm like, so yeah, so I do have Eric Spears over Corey Holcomb as a comedian, and people may say, well, oh, Corey Holcomb's funnier. I'm like, I mean, we're all entitled to our opinion, but I mean, I never really seen Corey Holcomb do crowd work like that. Not saying he's not capable of doing it, but I've never seen him do it to the level that Eric Spears does it, you know, because I've seen people, I've seen people like be uncomfortable as hell front row, like front row at a Aries Spears show, you know, and everybody in the comments like, man, why'd I sit on the front row? They were like, damn, nobody safe. And I was telling my mom, I was like, shit, I'm gonna go to an Aries Spears show one day. I'm gonna sit on the front row. She said, shit, you going by your damn self? I said, hey, I don't mind it. I'm gonna be on Instagram. Y'all gonna be like, that look like, I know damn well it ain't CEO on the front. God damn, y'all, hey man, y'all gonna be hitting me up. He said, well, we saw you on the Aries Spears show, boy. Or we saw you at Aries Spears show. I'm saying, yeah. Cracking jokes on me and shit. I already know how it's gonna go. I already know it. Next time he in Texas. Matter of fact, whenever I do go back on Instagram, I saw he was gonna be in, I think, Austin. I think he's gonna be in Austin, so like during the summer, so I'm gonna try to go see him then. And it was like, well, I'm telling you, I'm gonna be on the front row. Y'all gonna be like, I know damn well. I already know how it's gonna go. He gonna be like, hey, brother right here with the locks. I'm just like, damn. I'm gonna start laughing. I was like, but I don't want to trip. He's like, but I ain't even saying that. Shit, I've been watching you for years, brother. I know how you operate. He gonna be like, you know how I operate? Yep. I already know you gonna say something. You gonna ask me who I'm here with or where I'm from or some shit like that. He was like, damn, brother, like you work out. I said, yeah, man, I live in the gym. So I can tell, nigga, you look like you about to kill somebody, nigga. You about to train for a boxing match or something. I said, hey, man, got to stay ready so you don't get ready. Or you have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Now, I'm going to call him the Gooey Raccoon. No, I'm just playing. I don't do all that. But, yeah, man. Like I said, man, like I do want to go see Aries Spears. I want to sit front row. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I said all that to say, like, I do have Aries Spears over Corey Holcomb as a comedian. Like I said, that's not to take anything away from Corey Holcomb, because he's very funny. Excuse me, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like he does contradict himself a lot. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's human nature. I mean, and part of being a human is contradictions are a part of what makes us human. But it's just like you can't say something about somebody else when the people that you rock, that you quote unquote rock with, or that you give credit to, they do the same shit, if not worse. Or they have some of those same people around them, or they've done a lot of the similar or same shit, if not worse, than what you're joning or talking about this man for doing, or joking on this man for doing. You see what I'm saying? So it's just that. So it's just that part of it. I'm just like, yeah, I can. You know, you kind of miss me with that, to be honest with you, but. Outside of that, yeah, man. So I mean, overall, I do agree with what Cat Williams said. I do agree with what Dave Chappelle said about Cat Williams. I do think that, you know, Cat Williams, and also, like I said on the previous episode when I reacted to the that Club Shay Shay interview. I mean, how is that information helpful? How is any of that information helpful? I mean, at the end of the day, we all know it's entertainment. Who knows? Behind closed doors, all these dudes can be laughing and dapping each other up. Be like, man, look how these motherfuckers reacting over this shit. And it's just January. I'm hitting with this shit next. Watch. So who knows? They could all, behind closed doors, they can all be dapping each other up, laughing, having a good old time. He'd be like, damn, bro, what you said about busting my stomach? Like, that was funny. Or you said, man, I was illiterate, dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby and all that shit. Damn, that was funny. You know what I'm saying? Or you saying the fat face online, that shit was funny. You know what I'm saying? So shit like that. And I'm like, I mean, teachers on, I guess. And also, too, I heard that, or I was watching that clip on the 5150 show. And, you know, when Corey Holcomb was talking about Dave Chappelle not being, I'm not going to say he didn't say it was funny, but, you know, bombing on stage and shit like that. And then he was like, you remember what the brother Faison Love said? And I'm like, I don't think Faison Love is the right person to be asking about anything. Excuse me, that's no disrespect. But at the same time, it's just like, Faison Love, like, you're known for, you know, shit that you say on Vlad TV and the Art of Dialogue, although I'm not subscribed to the Art of Dialogue anymore. Like, you're more known for quote unquote hating on Jay-Z or saying that Dave Chappelle is not funny. And it's like, okay, you could say Dave Chappelle is not funny, but what are your most memorable jokes? And I'm not getting into the status and money. I think that shit's lame. Me personally, you know, people, oh, well, where your money at? And all this shit. And I'm like, I don't care about how much money these motherfuckers make. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it like shit. And people that do that, that talk about, like, that's so quick to bring up, like, oh, he ain't got that Dave Chappelle money, he mad because he ain't got money like Dave. Could that be the case? Could be, could not be. I don't know. I'm not Faison Love. I'm not a fat Faison lie, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, like, okay, like, I'm just comparing the skills. I'm talking about just strictly comedy, you know, because Dave has memorable jokes, you know, like the Jussie Smollett, or as Dave said, the Juicy Smoothie. That shit, I was, who the fuck is Dave Chappelle talking about? I'm like, Juicy Smoothie. He was like, y'all know the actor, the I said, I know damn when he talking about the old dude off Empire. I said, damn, that shit was funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie to that. Nah, that Sticks and Stones stand up, like all the recent, most Dave Chappelle stand ups, that was probably my favorite one, the Sticks and Stones. Because he was like, we clearly knew that this nigga was like that whole stand up was funny as hell, bro. Dave Chappelle something else, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And the Chappelle Show, like, come on, man. I mean, the Chappelle Show was ahead of its time for real, man. Like, I remember, and I told this, I think I told this on the one of the comedy episodes I did. Like, I didn't have no business watching this shit as a kid. Like, my mom used to let me stay up and watch this shit. Like, old school, nice. You know, because that was back in the day when, you know, two episodes used to come on back to back. So I'm like, shit, it's like 11 o'clock at night. No, damn well, I ain't gonna get up in the morning. Or not gonna feel like getting up in the morning. And my mom always told me, she was like, don't go to school repeating it. Shit, what I do at lunch with my homeboy? I said, boy, y'all ain't gonna believe what I heard Dave Chappelle say yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But it's shit like that. And I'm like, well, Faison Love, what are your most memorable jokes? Because the only thing we remember from you, I mean, of course, we know you play Big Worm. We know you always, no disrespect, but we always know that you the fat dude in movies who always got his shirt off and who always ass naked. No, I don't want to see that shit, and that's something else I agree with Cat Williams on. I'm like, man, I really don't want to see this shit right now, bro. Like, graphic and nudity or something. God damn, Faison. I'm like, bro, put your shirt on, please. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Fat Faison. Cat Williams something else for that. You remember that shit. But, yeah, so I'm like, what are your most memorable jokes? You know what I'm saying? Because that's just one Dave Chappelle joke that I talked about. You know what I'm saying? And then I brought up the Chappelle Show. You know what I mean? And we are, like, he has so many memorable skits, from the Prince one to the international, the Player Haters Ball. I almost said the International Player Haters Ball. The Player Haters Ball to, shit, I can keep going, man. And I'm like, Faison Love, like, outside of playing Big Worm, like, you credit for that. Like, what do you have that's memorable outside of that? Okay, Baby's Kids, I give you that too. I give you that. But outside of that, what do you have that's memorable like that, that's recent? You know what I'm saying? Because Bebe's Kids came out what year? You know what I'm saying? And you did a pretty good rest in peace Robin Williams impression. I give you credit for that. But I'm like, Faison, you don't have any memorable jokes. I mean, the only thing we remember from you recently was when you said Dave Chappelle wasn't funny. And prior to that, you was whooping somebody ass in the airport. I saw that video. I said, damn, boy, Faison got a mean right hook, boy. I said, damn, boy, he should have been a boxer. Oh, my bad, I won't post it. But, you know, so stuff like that, man. So, yeah, man, like I said, man, I mean, overall, I mean, I agree with what Mr. Dave Chappelle said about Cat Williams, or his opinion on the Cat Williams interview, or whatever you want to call it. Like I said, man, I do think out of all those comedians that I mentioned, the Dave Chappelle's, the Corey Holcomb's, the Cat Williams, I do think Dave Chappelle is the best one out of those three. Like I said, we're all entitled to our opinions, and I'm not just saying it because Dave is the more popular one. I'm not saying that by any stretch or means of the imagination, because the average comedy fan, quote unquote, although I don't consider myself a fan of anything or anybody, like I said, I have certain people I like, or I mean I like what they say and do, but just calling myself a fan like that, nah, bro, because fan is short for fanatic. And you know, whatever, and one of the reasons, so people hear me say that a lot, and they ask me, or like when people say that, they're like, so, you know, like such and such, just like rap music, like, I mean, I made it no secret that I think Tupac overall is the best rapper ever, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I don't consider myself a Tupac fan, though. Like, do I know a lot of Tupac songs? Absolutely. Do I have a lot of Tupac songs on my phone? Absolutely. Well, do I have like Tupac shirts, or do I have like Tupac apparel and quotes on my phone and shit like that?
Absolutely.
But I don't consider myself a fan like that. And somebody asked me, they was like, so you're not a Tupac? Because, you know, because people be like, oh, or like people hear me saying that, they be like, oh, well, you ain't no Tupac fan, and you ain't no Nas fan. And I'm like, the reason I say I'm not a fan is because, first of all, I'm a man to begin with. I'm a grown ass man at that. How would it sound if I'm a grown ass man saying that I go crazy over another grown ass man? Like, just think about it, because that's what a fan is. Because a fan, correct, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't a fan short for fanatic? And we've seen fans, like, whether that be sports fans or whatever, especially sports, oh my goodness, especially sports fans, these motherfuckers, hell, they team lose, they be threatening to kill you. You know, they send you death threats. I mean, shit, look what happened to Buffalo kicker, the Buffalo Bills kicker, whatever his name is. I'm like, hell, he missed the kick and now he getting death threats. I said, ain't this a bitch? I mean, yeah, you want to see your team go to the AFC Championship and all that bullshit. But at the same time, like, bro, it's a game at the end of the day. Like, bro, these people getting paid millions of dollars. You can't get a refund for your ticket back. You don't want to sit out there in the goddamn cold and all this shit and watch a damn game. I mean, more power to you. I mean, if that's what you choose to do, I'm not going to be a shit. Hell, you lying to me. Shit, just like Shannon Sharp be saying, the hell you say? I ain't going to be out there in all that cold air. Well, I say, nope, I'm catching a game right here on TV in the damn with the heat on. With these socks and these cozy house shoes I got. Salute to my dad for giving me these house shoes. Boy, these house shoes comfortable like a mother. Especially them cold nights. Boy, wee, boy, I'd be, oh, man, that motherfucker knocked out. But yeah, man, so like I was saying, like, how does it sound as a man? If I'm a grown-ass man, right? You know what I'm saying? If I'm a grown-ass man and I'm saying, oh, yeah, like, I go crazy over another grown-ass man. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I'm a good, like, bro, how that sound, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I, like, let's just say if I had a family, right? Like, if I had, like, if I had a girl or if I was married or some shit like that. Like, how would she look at me, bro? Like for real, like how would my kids look at me? Like, if the only people you should want, I'm not going to even say you should want, but the only people who should really go crazy for you like that is if you got a girl or if you're married, you got women in your life, you got a whole, whatever. They should be like that and your kids. That's it. Outside of that, man, I don't understand these dudes nowadays, bro. I really don't. And also, too, another reason I don't consider myself a fan is because however a person is, like, they take on the energy and persona of the person that they're a quote-unquote fan of. Just like, for instance, like LeBron fans. Like, however LeBron acts or portrays himself with the passive-aggressive shit and all that shit, his fans are like that, too. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, I believe in being my own man, first and foremost. If people agree with what I say, that's cool. If they disagree with what I say, that's fine, too. I'm not losing sleep over that. But at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, but at the same time, I'm just like, how does it sound? If I'm a grown-ass man, I'm going to be 27. Boy, I'm getting old like a motherfucker. I'm going to be 27 this year. Damn. Ooh, boy, I'm getting old. Tell you, boy, for my 30th, boy, hey, I already got planned out. Me and my cousin, we already talked about it because he's a year older than me. We're going to Vegas. Going to Vegas. Shit, we're going to shut it down. Already, shit, I'm going to be out there on that Vegas strip. Chilling. I ain't gonna gamble or drink or nothing like that. You know your boy don't drink nothing like that. But see, I'm gonna have a good old time when I go out there. But like I was saying, man, like, how does it sound like as a man if I'm saying I'm a fan of another man? You know what I'm saying? Bars. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm going crazy for another man. Because that's really what you're saying if you're thinking about it. Like, that fan shit, I'm like, man, y'all can miss me with that. Like I say, there's nothing wrong with liking what somebody does or, you know, somebody who's disciplined and consistent and you or they master their craft. You know, you can get that person credit, but there's a way to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just use somebody for instance, like Floyd Mayweather. You know, Floyd Mayweather is an athlete slash boxer who I draw a lot of inspiration from. You know, from him not drinking and smoking to, you know, him, you know, and that was really the main reason over the past few years why I upped my cardio, you know what I'm saying, was watching people like Floyd Mayweather and James Toney and the late, great Muhammad Ali and, you know, people like that. You know, I keep naming people like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, you know, people like that. Me watching people like that, and I can keep naming people, but, you know, I'm like, okay, they're like they're great at what they do. They're, depending on who you ask, they are the greatest at what they do, depending on who you ask. But at the worst, they're one of the greatest and at their said professions or sports of endeavor. So I'm like, just, you know, that hard work I can apply to what I do. You know what I'm saying? That discipline I can apply to what I do. You know what I'm saying? Motivation comes and goes, but discipline is really what separates you from the rest. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go out here and I'm going to be arguing and shit. Like, if you think, you know, Michael Jordan is the best player ever, or if you think LeBron, or whoever you think, Kobe, or Kareem, or Mr. Bill Russell, God rest his soul, or whoever, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, whoever. I mean, we all have our opinions, and we are entitled to it, but I'm not going to be screaming at the top of my lungs, what? Ain't no fucking way I'm doing all that shit. Like, just like what we do at barbershops and shit like that. Let's just be honest. You know, you walk in a black barbershop, especially on a damn Saturday, shit, that shit is like ESPN mixed with Nightcap, mixed with Club Shay Shay all in one. Am I lying? Y'all know I ain't lying, boy. Y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all probably heard me saying that, probably laughing like motherfucker. You like, here, see, yo, you ain't lying about that. I'm like, yeah, what up, motherfucker? But no, man, no, seriousness, though. But no, man, no, seriousness, though. Like, how does it sound, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just say you like what that person does, or you respect for what they do, and just keep it moving. Like, oh, I'm a fan, or man, like, I'm just such a fan, and all this shit. I'm like, that shit really reminds me, and it's really no different from when, like, a female says, like, she's attracted to you, right? Not to make it that episode, but I'm just giving an example. Let's say, you know, a female finds you attractive, or whatever the case may be. One day she's all over you. You're the sexiest man on earth in her eyes. And the next day, or here, the next moment, she act like she never had a conversation with you. That's how that's exactly how that fan shit is. You know what I'm saying? One minute they love you, you do something they don't necessarily right. Not saying it was wrong, but you do something that they don't agree with, or you say something, or whatever the case may be. If you're an athlete or you play a professional sport, maybe you lose a game. Maybe you lose a fight. Maybe you miss the game when it's shot. Maybe you throw a, you know, a game and an interception, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe you miss a, you know, a game tying kick to send the game in overtime or something like that. And those same people that were just screaming your praises, like, oh, like, you're the greatest ever, and we're just such fans, and we love you, blah, blah, blah. You fuck up one time. One time you fuck up. All of a sudden, you scum of the earth. People sending you death threats, and that ties into that whole compliment thing that I talk about. That's why I don't accept compliments, generally speaking. You know what I mean? Like, and I can make a whole separate episode about the whole, like, I've talked about it, like on my Instagram before, or I've referenced it. You know, like me not accepting compliments, and people kind of, I notice, like, when people compliment me, like, I say, I mean, I appreciate it, but I don't really accept compliments like that. I don't really say it in a bad way. I mean, I say it just like that. I say, hey, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate what you said and things like that. But at the same time, I don't really accept compliments like that. Some people kind of taken back from it. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people are really taken back from it because people hear me saying that and they're like, well, why don't you accept compliments? You know, mainly women. This is what I'm referring to. I'm like, well, because I don't really, like, I'm big on having, like, self-control and being self-validated. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it, like, why would I give somebody the power? Like, why would I give people power over me? Just like I used that female example. How much more time I have left? Because I know I'm like, 50 minutes in. 53 minutes and, like, almost 10 seconds. But I'm about to wrap it up, though. Then wrap it up that night. My bad. I had a moment. Hey, man. Part-time comedian. PTC, part-time comedian. But yeah, man, like I was saying, it's just like that female example that I use. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a female finds me attractive, that's cool. I mean, that's not gonna make my confidence even higher. That's not gonna lower my confidence. Like, you know what I'm saying? I I'm still gonna view myself as that guy. I'm still gonna be confident, smooth, suave, maintaining strong eye contact, good posture, shit like that. Female wanna fuck with me, cool. If she doesn't, for whatever reason, that's fine and cool too. That's not gonna alter my confidence in any way. You know what I mean? And that's why I really don't accept compliments like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna give people the power over me for me to alter my confidence. Because growing up, I'll be honest, I wasn't always the most confident person to begin with. You know, mainly because of how I looked. I love how I look now. That's why I say, man, that's why I take care of myself the way I do. That's why I don't drink and smoke. I don't party. I'm in the gym 6 days a week. I actually checked because, you know, like I talked about it on the last episode, a little while in the beginning on the intro, the quote unquote intro. I got a Planet Fitness membership like last month sometime. And just this month alone, just in the Planet Fitness, because sometimes I go to Anytime Fitness too, depending on the side of town I'm on. But I'm already at like 36 check-ins for this month. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty damn good. I wish Anytime Fitness had it like that too, where they showed my check-ins, because I know I'm at least over 40. I'm if I had to guess, probably like 42, 43 check-ins, something like that. So yeah, man. So like I said, I take care of myself. You know what I mean? But like I said, I don't need a compliment to keep me going. You know, and for those people who are really self-validated, excuse me, for those people who are really self-validated, I mean, people could say compliments are cool. Nothing wrong with hearing one, but I don't look for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, people who look for compliments, just like these females, no disrespect, I'm not hating, I'm just calling a spade a spade. You know, these females who are in the gym, because I'm in the gym a lot, you know, and they wear these, and we see them all the time, they wear these little ass shorts, and just like last week, it was like, what, 15 degrees here? And I went to the gym at night. I think it was like a Sunday night or Monday night, something like that. And I saw these two females coming out the gym. And mind you, me, it's 15 degrees outside with a wind chill, so it's really a little cooler than that, or at least it feels like it's cooler than that. And I'm just like, in my mind, I said, look at these motherfuckers. I said, now y'all are attractive. Don't get me wrong, but physically attractive. But I'm like, come on, man, really? 15 degrees outside. I know y'all freezing like a motherfucker, but y'all, see, it's shit like that. Like, when you try to go out of your way to get a compliment, shit like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But my power to you. I mean, whatever works for you, works for you. But yeah, man, I did enough yipping and yakking. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But like I said, the premise of this episode, I do agree with what Dave Chappelle said overall about Cat Williams. I disagree with what Corey Holcomb said about Dave Chappelle overall. You know, I'm not saying every Dave Chappelle special was great, but Dave has had more greater moments than he had not so great moments. And I'm going to say this real quick, and then I'm going to wrap it up, or then I'm going to finish the episode. And very similar to what that, you know, what I said about the whole fan thing, this applies in the Corey Holcomb, Dave Chappelle situation as well too. Although it's really not an issue, but you know, I'll explain what I mean. So Corey Holcomb, you know, saying shit like you be bombing on stage and shit like that, right? But prior, like last year, 2 years ago, when Dave Chappelle was on SNL, and we remember, you know, the whole controversy when that person went on stage with that weapon and all that shit, like, you know, like around that time period, right? Who was one of the first people singing Dave Chappelle praises? One Corey Holcomb, or as I call him, OG City Boy. You know, he was the first person to say, oh, Dave is a good brother, great brother, and all this shit, blah, 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 and now he be bombing on stage. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it's shit like that, man. That's why I say that fan shit, people can miss me with that, to be honest with you. Like I say, I prefer to not be complimented, but I mean, it comes with the territory, I guess. I guess the more greater things you do, people want to compliment you. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? As long as I get the results that I'm getting or the results that I want, fuck a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a compliment respectfully. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm creeping up on my 58 and a half minutes now. I don't feel like I've been talking that long. But like I said, man, I appreciate the love and support as usual. Like I said, I'll you know, mainly be on here in YouTube, or on Anchor in YouTube for the time being. I don't know when I'll be back on posting on Instagram and Facebook. I'm not in a rush to come back. Like I said, out of sight, out of mind. I like being gone. I like being ghost and not being seen and heard from like that. Usually I take a month break, but shit, I'm coming up on 2 months. Damn. But like I said, man, I appreciate the love and support. Yeah, y'all get off my damn phone.